Hey, this is Seth Wires from Channel 9 here on the That Conference stage, Summer Camp for Geeks. You just did a keynote a little bit ago. This is Max Lynch, by the way. How you doing, bud?
Good, good.
So if for those of you that don't know, this is the dude that started Ionic Framework. Tell us about that. I bet it's been pretty fun.
It's been a pretty surreal experience. Back when it was just kind of like a little experiment to see if you could build like browser apps that felt native, it was kind of just Wild West, and pretty crazy that we're here today.
Awesome. So tell us, how did this all come about? I know you did a little bit in your keynote, but maybe you can condense it for some of the viewers.
Yeah, so we were doing visual design tools for jQuery Mobile and Twitter Bootstrap, and they were drag and drop, like no-code tools. Uh-huh. And we felt like there was an opportunity to improve the actual like HTML5 on mobile experience specifically. Uh-huh. And so we spent a few months trying to see, like I said, if you could actually build, using HTML5, using JavaScript and CSS, you could actually build UIs that felt native on the phone. With the idea that like if you're a web developer and you know the stack already, you should be able to build the same kind of apps that you could build natively. Mm-hmm. And so we started hacking on this idea, and it kind of just consumed our company. Uh-huh. And we just realized like, all right, this feels new, this feels like no one's doing this yet. Like, let's just run with it.
That's awesome. And so you already had a couple other things going, and then this sort of just burst onto the scene. There's a lot of adoption for this.
Yeah, yeah. So we're top 35 most popular open source projects on GitHub right now.
Which is saying a lot. I mean, there's a lot of stuff on there.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff on there. So I think we just passed like 18,000 stars. Mm-hmm. We just passed a big milestone. We've had over 1 million apps built with the SDK.
Wow.
So a lot of people are using it. It's kind of exceeded our wildest imaginations.
That's awesome. So for those that don't know what Ionic Framework is, and you should, what is it?
So Ionic is a open source framework and tool chain that lets you build mobile apps using browser technology. So the basic idea is like, if you know how to build a website, you know how to build a native app that's going to be high quality.
I see. There are some that argue that native apps are always going to be better because of speed. Mm-hmm. That's changing though, isn't it?
All I really have to say about that is like Apple and Google have featured Ionic apps that are like, these are these hybrid apps that used to be really slow. They have millions of installs, millions of users, 5-star ratings. So for many apps, they're a great option.
Yeah.
And people are able to build them really quickly and get them out there. And I think native is great. Like I think it makes a lot of sense for a lot of apps, but that gap, like that 90% of apps can be built just fine with the browser tech, and they're actually gonna be better off for it.
And what are some of the reasons that they're gonna be better off for it?
Well, it'll get built a lot more quickly.
Of course.
You'll be able to find people who know how to work on this stuff. Like what we realized is you had these big companies and they had web developers on staff, and yet they'd outsource their mobile development. Like it's kind of just silly.
You got people already.
Yeah, like
man.
You already have the people who know how to do this. And hiring native developers is really, really hard. They don't like working at big companies. They tend to like, they're getting swallowed up by like hot startups. So we basically let you empower those web developers you already have with Ionic.
That's amazing. So how do you optimize these things for speed? Because I know speed is a very important thing for Ionic. How do you make them fast?
So we've spent a lot of time making sure that we're doing things in a very performant way. So what we realized when we started hacking on Ionic was you could build these things quickly, but the actual ways to do it hadn't really entered the web developer vernacular yet. Uh-huh. So people constantly made performance mistakes. Like they'd be thrashing the layout, it'd be repainting constantly, be flickering. And so we spent a lot of time kind of saying, okay, well, let's standardize how we update the UI, let's standardize how we fetch data and draw so that it's fast, so it doesn't flicker, so it feels native. So we spent a lot of time on that.
That's awesome, because I mean, as a web developer, there's certain things that you're not gonna think about when you're putting the web stuff into mobile.
Yep.
You've thought of that for us.
Yeah, so I'm a huge fan of Cordova and PhoneGap, and we use Cordova. But the challenge with Cordova is that as a web developer, you think, oh, I'll be able to use the browser environment and build a native app. But it doesn't give you components. It doesn't give you the whole thing to actually make it look and feel native. So you had a lot of people kind of going, and they'd use Cordova, and then they'd throw in Bootstrap and find like a fast click JS script. And like they would build these kind of like, we call them Franken apps.
Yeah.
But the thing is like, people didn't realize like that's not enough. you have to go further. And so Ionic is kind of like trying to take that further.
I see. It's kind of a way of saying, we realize that this is the web, but we also realize that this is mobile,
yeah,
Apache Cordova stuff.
Yeah, so I wrote a blog post recently about how like the web platform is really low level, mm-hmm, which was a little controversial, but the point is that we have this simple browser environment, and it actually doesn't do a lot for you. Like, it's got a lot of really high quality components.
Uh-huh.
It's up to us to put it together. Mm-hmm. And if you actually go look at what developers have natively, like Apple gives them all these things for like the user interface. They have, like, they're working at a higher level than web developers are. And I think that's a mindset shift for a lot of web developers. They think, because I'm working in this like higher level of abstraction, I'm actually working at a higher level. And,
right,
and for mobile apps, you're not. You really had to build everything from scratch, UI, components, performance stuff. So Ionic is trying to be that like higher level thing.
I see. So there has to come a realization that this is not a website.
Yes.
It's an application, and you need to think of it just a little bit differently.
Yeah, it's like we look at the browser environment as like the best runtime for applications.
Sure.
And it just needed a little bit more work to be the best mobile app runtime.
That's awesome. So how do people get started with Ionic? Where's a good place to go?
The best place to start is ionicframework.com. Mm-hmm. And this is the homepage for the project. Click Getting Started, and we guide you through the install process to install the SDK. And the SDK basically starts projects, runs them, tests them on device.
So I see a really cool little Visual Studio logo,
yeah,
in there. Tell us about that.
We're friends with Visual Studio. We recently built a starter template that's gotten pretty popular. You can use the Apache tools for Cordova that are in Visual Studio. Uh-huh. And it's awesome because it installs everything for you. You get Android, you get Node.js, you get Cordova. You don't have to do anything. So we're starting to push, like, Windows users to say, like, use Visual Studio Express, use our template. It's become quite popular. I think it's like top five most popular Visual Studio templates right now.
I will tell you that we just recently did a show called In the Code, where Karupa, who's one of the devs, one of the PMs who works on the Apache Cordova tools, he said, yeah, let's just use Ionic. And it's the first time I heard of it. And I said, if this guy is telling me to use Ionic, and you can use it now for free, the extensions in Visual Studio Community Edition, it's something I need to look at.
Yeah, I'd agree.
So let's talk about the overall building these kinds of applications. It feels like Ionic is more like the UI layer. Is that correct?
Yeah, so we started just being Ionic Framework, and it was just the UI layer, like Bootstrap is a CSS framework.
Sure.
And we've since kind of dropped that word a little bit, and we use SDK because we have tools, we have extensions, like we have ways to preview your app like while you're building it and do live reload,
uh-huh,
which is really, really cool. So we built this whole like, you know, tool chain around it, and now we have backend services for like push notifications and tools like for drag and drop. So it's this whole suite. We call it the Ionic SDK now.
So let's talk about sort of your recommendations for going top down. How do you build sort of the middle of Ionic? How do you recommend building the middle of an Ionic application?
So we started focusing on people who were building with AngularJS,
okay,
or they were interested in doing it. And we're starting to adjust that and expand other frameworks, like currently with our new Ionic 2 that we're developing. But basically, you build it just like any other browser application with a framework.
Mm-hmm.
You share code with your controllers. You can often share your same code on desktop with mobile, which is really, really compelling,
mm-hmm,
for a lot of developers. So it's really just like building a normal browser application in the middle.
That's fantastic. So Electron and Ionic,
yep,
is that something you can do?
We just released something today called Ionic Lab.
Hey, I didn't even know this. That's awesome.
So Ionic Lab is a desktop tool that replaces our GUI. Replaces our command line tool, because not everyone wants to use a command line.
Mm-hmm.
And it's using Electron, and it's actually built with Ionic.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's our first ever one.
And so what was the experience there? Were you finding similar challenges for mobile that for Electron?
You have a different kind of layout. I would call it more iPad-like,
okay,
like tablet-like.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to make a few changes, but actually it scaled pretty well. We had some code underneath that was a little bit too tied to mobile,
uh-huh,
so we had to kind of adjust that. But we've taken all the lessons learned into V2 that we're about to release in September-ish. Don't hold me to that.
Yeah, I won't.
But
they will.
They will. But yeah, so it's been really, really awesome, and people are really excited about that.
So that's interesting. So you found that as you were moving to Electron, there's even some more improvements you could do,
and
you did them.
For sure, for sure. We want Ionic to really embrace the right ones run anywhere. That has always kind of been a pipe dream, but we've had a lot of people tell us, like, all right, I've been able to use the exact same code that I have on my desktop web app on Ionic. And we're kind of like, cool, we don't really facilitate that, but we want to. I think it's really, really compelling. So we've been taking a lot of lessons learned, making it more like generic and adaptable, and I think it's going to be really cool.
For those that don't know, for example, Visual Studio Code is an Electron app.
Yep.
And that's, I mean, it's something that Microsoft is interested in doing. In fact, we put something out that is built on Electron. And so if you want to build something on Electron, Ionic is a good choice moving forward as well.
Yep. And with V2, we'll be doing even more of that.
That's awesome. So what do you have to say for those that want to get started with Ionic?
Yeah, I would
any
say,
tips?
Yeah, you know, go to ionicframework.com, follow us on Twitter, check out the forum. There's a ton, like there's a huge community right now of Ionic developers that are willing to help. And basically just come in it with the attitude that if you know how to build a website, you know HTML, JavaScript, and CSS, you can build awesome mobile apps for the App Store.
That's awesome. And if you're a Visual Studio developer with the Apache Cordova tools, you guys are putting templates out.
Yep. Yeah, you pretty much don't have to install anything.
There's no reason to spend a lunch break making something new with Ionic.
Nope.
Awesome. Well, thanks for spending some time with us. I know you're busy. Thanks for watching. We're here at the That Conference stage, and we will see you next time. Take care. Mm-hmm.